You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Okay, so the results in Virginia, New Jersey, and New York. Obviously, in New Jersey, if you haven't heard, Corzine was ousted.
John Corzine.
Was ousted.
Republican governor from Goldman Sachs.
And Republican Chris Christie beat out the incumbent Democrat Corzine in the, traditionally, as we said before, Democratic state of New Jersey. And then in Virginia, Republican, moderate Republican Bob McDonnell won there as well. But in the special congressional election in New York, the Democratic candidate Bill Owens won. And a lot of high profile Republicans got involved in that race.
Well, it's a long-term Republican district. It's presumed a safe Republican district, has been for years and years and years.
Right, but it became national news right. When Didi Scozzafava dropped out of the race and said that the rhetoric in that race was becoming too divisive and too hateful, especially when Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh weighed in on that particular race. So we have kind of maybe perhaps mixed results, but what we're hearing them all morning long is that this midterm election was all about President Obama.
This election is a referendum on President Obama and his policies.
Basically voting against the Obama policies.
He just came into all this. You know, whatever happened was before his time.
You know, I just got on the CNN website, and now their headline is Elections Not a Referendum on Obama, even though that was from CNN.
Which
there at
is
the top.
It, CNN? Yeah. Let's go to Virginia first.
8 months ago, I applied for the job of governor of Virginia. Tonight, you have hired me. Thank you.
That's Bob McDonnell, a Republican, now governor-elect of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He actually got 59% of the vote, easily defeating his Democratic challenger, Cray Deeds. So let's talk to Robert McCartney again, columnist for The Washington Post. Good morning, Robert.
Hi, Celeste.
So this win in Virginia, what were people voting on? What were the issues in Virginia that people were voting about in this governor's race?
It was mainly a vote about jobs and the economy, taxes, transportation and education on local issues. And I think those were most important, but there definitely was a national factor in the race. The Republican repeatedly tried to link his Democratic opponent to the policies of the National Democratic Party in Washington, especially big spending, deficit spending, cap-and-trade climate legislation. They weren't it was not a, you know, rebuke of Obama personally, because everybody likes Obama as an individual, but it was definitely, to some extent, a rebuke of Obama's policies, and certainly those of the National Democratic Party.
You know, Robert, what's puzzling to me is there in Virginia, that state is a recipient of a lot of stimulus money, particularly in the northern Virginia area. Why didn't that play positively for a Democrat?
Well, partly because they were very slow to spend the money.
Huh.
But that was really not a factor in this race. The Virginia, you know, is a purple state, classic purple state. It had gone Democratic in the last two governor's races, and it went Democratic for Obama in the presidential race last year for the first time. It's the first time since 1964 that Virginia had gone Democratic. But the Democrats could not get out to vote the surge voters who came out a year ago for Obama. The Democratic candidate Deeds couldn't connect very well with minorities. He didn't connect very well with young people. And I think an important thing to keep in mind is while national issues were relevant in the Virginia race, the Republicans ran a particularly strong candidate, and the Democrats ran a particularly weak one.
And you know, the other question there is this really about who was able to mobilize their vote? Because this is a midterm election, and clearly we didn't get the same voting populace to the polls that we did in the presidential election.
Absolutely right. This was a different electorate from a year ago. And I think one thing, the Republicans were very energized. They were very excited. They wanted to come out and try to end their losing streak. They wanted to register their dissatisfaction with Obama and the Democrats in Washington, much as the Democrats a year ago
were doing the opposite,
swarming out, right, you know, to reject the policies of George W. Bush, who'd been driving them nuts for 8 years.
Okay, that's Robert McCartney, columnist for The Washington Post, talking about what happened in Virginia. But let's go to New Jersey now with Bob Henley. He's a reporter for New York Public Radio, and this was the scene in New Jersey.
We are in a crisis. The times are extraordinarily difficult, but I stand here tonight full of hope for our future, full of expectations and dreams, not just for my children, but for all the children of New Jersey. And Kim and I are going to get to work to make that happen starting tomorrow.
That is the Republican governor-elect Chris Christie of New Jersey with his acceptance speech. And Bob Hennelly, how much of this vote was not about Republicans and Democrats, but was about John Corzine?
Much of it. We know from the exit polls that the three top issues were the economy and jobs, the property tax, which in New Jersey are the highest in the nation, and corruption in government. History never happens for one reason. There were a confluence of things going on here. We saw urban voters that had turned out in historic highs for Obama stay home, and we saw a surge in suburban, mostly white voters. You really turn out for Christie. And we also saw Middlesex County, which is kind of a blue-collar Reagan Democrat, if you will, kind of place that Democrats have been able to count on in the past, shifting right under their feet and moving into Christie's column.
And this is about Corzine really blowing it. I mean, he didn't have the confidence of New Jerseyites, right?
Well, I think also he had a kind of Garpian governorship. He had a near-fatal accident, which people forget about. A state trooper was driving and texting over a difficult love life. That cost him months. He also went from being a CEO of Goldman Sachs to the Senate for 5 years, which is a kind of solitary profession, even though you're with 100 individuals, was never really good at the kind of retail politic. I remember one very senior, longtime legislative leader in Trenton saying to me, you know, he doesn't call people on Sunday after dinner in the legislature and ask them about the kids. He just didn't have that kind of almost pastoral connection that you need to get something moving forward, especially in difficult times.
Okay, well, that's what happened in New Jersey, but that's Bob Hennelly, reporter for New York Public Radio. But things happen in New York,
too. Corzine wouldn't call the people on Sunday about the kids. I mean, that is perfect image from Bob Hennelly. Well, speaking of images, it may be not a perfect image. It may be a disturbing image up in the 23rd District in New York. Brian Mann joins us, reporter for North Country Public Radio from Saranac Lake, New York. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So all week long, we've been talking about the 23rd district race, which began as a Republican moderate, Assemblywoman Didi Scozzafava, who stepped forward, was going to be the Republican front runner. All of a sudden, the National Republican campaign against her as a Republican in name only, a so-called rhino, caused her to pull out of the race. And the Democrat has won. Bill Owens led with 49% of the vote. The Conservative Party candidate Douglas Hoffman had 46%. What are you going to do up there in the 23rd now to sort things out on this Wednesday morning?
Yeah, there's a lot of rubble here for sure. I mean, Doug Hoffman went from being a spoiler to being sort of a national crusade leader to being a spoiler again in the course of just a few days. I think the other thing that we've seen here is that Didi Scozzafava had the last revenge. She was kicked out of this race and kicked down the stairs by the Republican Party. She pivoted and endorsed the Democrat, campaigned hard for him in the final days, and in a very narrow election, that may have made the difference.
Is Bill Owens a one-termer in the 23rd, do you think? This is an unusual district for a Democrat, but a little bit like the Gillibrand story, she's now the senator in New York. That was also a district that was Republican for a long time and suddenly swirled in the wake of President Bush's difficulties.
Yeah, you know, what's happening up here is that the Democrats have been building a ground game steadily, bit by bit, piece by piece. And what we saw yesterday, in addition to all the drama, was a very mundane, down-to-earth, grounded labor union movement, progressive groups on the ground getting that vote to the polls. And so I don't think this is a flash in the pan. I think Republicans and maybe conservatives, too, if they can get back together, are going to have to look at this and say, we have to go back to the nuts and bolts of how do you win local elections. And the ideological stuff, you know, it's exciting. It gets you on Fox News. But does it win what amounts to a local race? This is a House race in northern New York, and that fell apart for the conservatives and the Republicans.
Well, let's talk about this ideology for a moment. Here's Republican Doug Hoffman in his concession speech last night.
I want to really thank everybody here and around the district and around America that stood up for our fight to take back America.
Now, Brian Mann, has the 23rd District said this Take Back America stuff is nonsense, or do they just say it's irrelevant to us? Please talk about fishing licenses in the Adirondacks.
Yeah, maybe not fishing licenses, but with unemployment at 11 or 12%, people wanted to hear about that kind of stuff, not the philosophy. So, yeah, it's nuts and bolts they want.
You know, theorize. Now, wild speculation, Brian Mann. Does Scuzzafava become a kind of moderate Sarah Palin national figure traveling the country, raising money for Democrats quickly?
I think what she does is she quits the Republican Party and becomes a Democratic Assemblywoman.
Interesting.
So Republicans lose again.
All right, we'll talk to you again about that. Brian Mann, reporter for North Country Public Radio in Saranac Lake, New York.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.